Well, good morning. Welcome into Gardening in the Ozarks on a Saturday morning. Vicki Garner will be taking your questions and your comments, your emails, your phone calls. Number to call is 425-5588-888-84-0364. Having trouble with the numbers this morning. You know, it's a numbers game, and I'm not good at it.
I'm not either at remembering that kind of stuff.
Nothing on the Taylor Hearing Center's color weather radar here in the Twin Lakes area. Quite a bit of rain out in Oklahoma, but our forecast calls for partly cloudy early this morning, then becoming partly sunny, high today of 85. Tonight mostly cloudy, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, low of 65. And Sunday, cloudy, a 40% chance of rain, high of 78. Sunday night, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, low of 65. And Monday, a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 77. So a lot of rain in Oklahoma, but the Weather Bureau says not going to make it. So we'll see. Bull Show, 6 on, 682.07, North Fork 2 on, 567.29. 1,500ths of an inch of rain in the rain gauge, our 24-hour total at 7. 83 the high yesterday, 67 the low, and 72 is the current temperature. Phone lines are open, 425-5522, 888-884-0364, and back in a minute.
Hi, this is Justin Methvin with Methvin Sanitation. We would like to thank the area churches and schools who provide backpacks filled with nutritious meals for children over the weekends. Children who receive food they need are more likely to succeed in school with better grades, better attendance, and less visits to the principal and school nurse. Methvin Sanitation is truly grateful to all the area churches and schools who are standing in the gap between hunger and hope.
No child should go hungry.
Carwayne's Nursery is celebrating summer. Come check out how we stay cool even though our inventory is hot. Carwayne's Nursery has the area's best selection on trees and shrubs. With our Wheel of Savings spinning, you get to spin in the savings. Be sure to check out Carl Wayne's Nursery's fountains, bird baths, and statuary. There's something for everyone in our 5,000 square foot showroom. Come visit us on Highway 5 South or give us a call at 425-6966.
We're all careful when making choices that affect us and our families. At Roller Funeral Homes, we encourage you to use that same care when choosing a funeral home. Everyone knows they're not all alike, but not everyone knows what the differences really are. This is Renata Jenkins-Byler inviting you to come by Roller Funeral Home today. See for yourself what sets us apart from the rest and why we are voted the best of the best year after year by Arkansans. Roller Funeral Home, with all our respect.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
Well, I had an email this week, and I had thought about the same thing, about how many fogs have we had. You know, the old saying is that if the number of fogs in August, and that's outdoor fogs, not any kind of mental fog, which we have here most of the time, but the outdoor weather kind, the number that we have in August equals the number so-called, predicted, of snowfalls. And I think last year it was totally off, but I can't remember what it was. If anybody out there remembers, do you remember, Bob?
No, but it was off.
So far we've had one. So y'all keep count, and we had an email about that. So great minds run in the same rut, I guess, so to speak. We're going to talk about fall gardening today and different things that you can do, and it's really great. There's several things that need to happen, and then there's some things that you can do that'll be a lot of fun too. One of the things is that it's interesting to me, and I think it's proven true, is that vegetables grown in the fall gardens can be one of the best that you'll have. I really feel like it's amazing to me that it's the tastiest vegetable. Garden vegetables come in that period of time. And what's nifty is, you know, of course, we usually have a lot of hot temperatures. Well, we hadn't had that a whole lot except for a couple of weeks in July. And, you know, we haven't had to worry about water, but I do think we've had trouble with mildew and all sorts of bugs. I've never seen so many worms in my life, and all different colors. It's been rather colorful, crawling around and eating basil everything else and putting holes in a lot of stuff, especially hostas. So what happens is apparently things slow down, I think, in the fall. And as a result, you can replant a lot of stuff, and it'll produce rather rapidly and without as much difficulty, I should say. They can be divided. The vegetables that you can grow can be divided into quite simply two categories: the tender vegetables, which need to be harvested before the frost, and the semi-hardy vegetables that can continue to grow and be harvested through several frosts. Now, that being said, it depends on when we have frost, and around here, about October the 15th is the general rule is that about October 15th we can start having frost. Of course, that can vary on either side of that, 2 weeks to 10 days, quite frankly. And you just have to be kind of alert. But I've always felt like the fall garden was a little more productive and a lot faster for some reason. I have no idea. But there are different ones that you can grow, and there are some of the examples of the tender vegetables that you might want to look into. Bush beans can be grown. You know, bush beans come all at once. Plants become our bushes, and so they don't take up a whole lot of space, and you don't have to have something for them to climb on, and they're really easy to grow. They grow really fast, and you can have a whole new crop. Pole beans and lima beans, too. Lima beans take a little longer, so if you're going to do that, you need to get going with them pretty rapidly. Cilantro is a good crop to have. You know, when it heats up, cilantro will just kind of poop out. And then it'll set seed, which then becomes coriander. The cilantro that you use in your southwestern dishes and whatnot thrives in cool weather. And so you can have a new crop of cilantro. And then what I do is let it go to seed at the end of the season so that next spring, surprise, surprise, it reseeds itself wonderfully and will come back up and produce an early crop, which is where you want it. Corn, I don't think I've ever heard of anybody around here growing a fall crop of corn. They may have. Maybe we'll hear from them. The pundits say that you can grow corn. I don't know about that. Eggplant and peppers and pumpkins and squash and tomatoes. You can have a pretty good crop, and especially tomatoes. If your tomatoes are kind of worn out, you might want to cut them back a little bit or take some cuttings and start some new ones. One of the things that I've noticed over the last four years or so is that, you know, it used to be that once the spring vegetables were brought in the small peat pots and the little six-pack things, we couldn't find any after about the first week in June, frankly. Never saw any in the fall, even though fall crop planting has always been a really good thing to do. And lately, like I said, in about the last two or three years, we've been able to find cabbages and some broccoli and cauliflower, those cold crops, for the fall in started plants. They're difficult to grow from seed at this time of year, and they won't do real well, and it takes them longer to come from seed. So hopefully we will have that opportunity to grow some cabbages and cauliflower and whatnot also this fall. And then tomatoes, as I said, can. I've never had luck with fall tomatoes, but I hope you have. And then
I've never had luck with spring tomatoes.
Summer tomatoes or any tomatoes.
Tomatoes, period.
We're just glad there's a really thriving farmer's market down on the square, which Bob and I supplement from quite a bit. And then some of the other things that I've found that you can grow are spinach and radishes, kale, of course, which is a really healthy vegetable, lettuce. I would mention that you need to look for like black-seeded Simpson or a small-headed lettuce, not the regular head lettuce because it doesn't have time to grow, but the leaf lettuce should do really fine, and anything like that. So be thinking about it and get out there and get started on a fall garden. I think it's really nice, and a lot of those can be started from seeds. And then look to watch for in September, probably, maybe the end of August. We'll be seeing some starter plants in the stores around, as I said, cabbages and broccoli and things like that. So enjoy and get out there. And of course, this last rain has opened up the the soil so that you can go out and pull weeds, of which they've done really well this year, quite frankly.
425-5522-888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com.
I had a question earlier this week about potted plants, and of course they've been doing really well because we've had a wonderful season for them. The only things that might have had a little difficulty are hibiscus and mandevilla, and those that are tropical and love the heat. We haven't had a lot of heat, so I hope that they've done well. I've not heard from anybody whether they have or not, but those potted plants that you have outside, like if you've taken your Boston ferns or any of your ferns, your ficus, your palms and whatnot, and set them outside. They always enjoy the summer outside, but now's about the time to start thinking about bringing them in. And one of the things that some of us need to be reminded is to make sure that you're planning ahead. You have a spot for them, number one. And it's interesting to note that whenever you drag your plants outside, they just do really, really well. And then when you bring them indoors, oh my goodness, it looks like they've just poof gone to, they're just huge, much larger than they were when you drug them outside or when you bought them this spring. So make sure that you have looked into that. And the other thing is to make sure that you prune out anything that's looking dead and skanky. Check for bugs. It's a good time to check for bugs. A lot of things such as spider mites are going to probably have a great time right now. They love the last end of the summer, and they're easily handled if you go ahead and take a harsh spray of water and just water them down. Ficus and palms are really prone to have that problem, and you don't want to drag them indoors. The other thing to look for is the soil level in the pots. And if you have a humongous pot and you've been watering it all summer and the rain has come, which has leached out, number one, a lot of the fertilizer, and has also leached out the soil itself, it dissipates and is gone. And so you may notice that the soil level at the base of your plants has really dropped. And so this is a good time to get some fresh potting soil and rough up that soil that's around the base of your plants, of all of them, and add fresh potting soil to the top of those pots. Bring it up to the base of the plant so that it's at the regular level. And one of the things I've noticed this year is that the soil, and especially my ferns, overnight it has turned rock hard. It's just dreadful. It's like cement once it dries. So what I would suggest, if you're having that problem like I am, is take an old garden fork or something like that and gently break through that crust, then water it really well, and then add some fresh, really nice, I don't know what friable would be the word, but it's not a heavy potting soil. You want something that's light, and especially in all your plants, but especially those where the potting soil has turned kind of like to cement, which is a mess. And then you will fertilize them for one of the probably last times of the season. You want them to kind of go kind of dormant. I guess that would be the word that would work here, because you're not wanting them to have a fresh growing spurt, because they're going to come in, and the transition is always difficult coming back indoors. Make sure that you plan ahead. And we've had really cool weather, so I don't know when it'll be that we'll need to turn our furnaces on. I hope not for another month. But make sure that you bring them in while you still are having the windows open at your house, so that they will transition better than if you bring them in from the outside into a house that has the fireplace going or the furnace going. You want to bring them in and let them acclimate before that period of time. So that's one of the things you can do. And also make sure you clean them up real good. Clean the pots. Check at the base of the pot to make sure that you're not bringing in any worms or any hitchhikers, which can happen. And if you have, one of the things that you can do that helps that, and each year I put that out, is you take a gallon of water and you add a tablespoon of Clorox, liquid Clorox. You let that sit overnight and mingle and come to room temperature, and then you pour that at the base of your plants before you bring them in, and that does help. Also, insecticidal soap, which is sold under various labels, but it calls it insecticidal soap. It's organic. You can also spray with that if you seem to see any webbing or you see any indication that you've got anything hitchhiking. Also, I would check the blossoms and check the leaves and check them all over, because they can hide and you may not see them. So those are some tips on getting ready for fall, bringing in your plants.
425-5522, 888-884-0364. The email address is Vicki@KTLO.com, and you're on with Vicki. Good morning, line five.
Yes, Vicki. I was wondering if anyone has complained about their hydrangeas not doing good this year, bloom-wise.
No, actually, it's been the opposite. I've had people say that they've had the best blooms they've ever had in years. So
I'm with you. I had about three blooms.
Really?
I about had it, the hydrangeas.
You have.
Yeah. Well, ours are not doing good, and last year they were just gorgeous.
Mm. Well, what's the difference? Are they just not blooming?
They're not blooming. The plant itself is just flourishing with leaves and uh-huh. and where buds should be coming out, but they're not. Well, and I have fed them with 15-30-15. What I wanted, there are two bushes sitting side by side, and I wanted one blue and one pink. So I put the acid, like for rhododendrons and so mm-hmm, forth, mm-hmm. on it. And I put lime, mm-hmm. horticulture lime, on mm-hmm. the other one. Mm-hmm. Well, the few blooms that I have, one's blue, one's pink. That's great. But they're just not blooming. I was wondering, should we cut those down to the ground this fall?
I know. No. No, I can't feature what's going on, actually. Is it? And they're in the same spot. Nothing has changed, right?
Nothing has changed, and last year they were gorgeous.
How old are
they? Full of blooms.
How old are they? How long have you had them?
I don't know. We've just lived in this house. This is the third season for them, so I don't know how old they are, but they're huge.
Okay, when are you pruning them? Or do you?
I don't. We didn't cut them to the ground. I think the guy that lived here before us cut them to the ground every year.
Mm-hmm.
Or the year we came, I didn't know what they were until they came out.
Sure.
He had cut them to the ground. But
do you ever cut?
Last year we didn't cut them to the ground, but you know there'll be dead limbs at the ends of each of the branches, some of them, and I cut those out in the spring, and they, you know, well, like I say, the foliage on them is beautiful. It's huge.
You may have cut the buds off. They set bud right after they bloom. And if you cut them back at that point, then what you've done is you've cut off the buds. And this year you cut off the buds this spring when you prune them at that late date. And that's what makes them difficult to have really good blossoms. And that's why this year was exceptional, because usually they'll set bud and like we'll have a late freeze in March or something, and that'll kill all the buds.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest you do is take anything that's dead off. You can cut the faded flowers off.
Yeah.
And then let them go, because they're going to set bud, you know, this fall.
Yeah.
And make sure you don't prune them next spring.
Yeah, okay. Not even the dead part.
Oh, you can always take the dead part off.
Well, where there's no, there might be one or two buds coming out on these dead parts. So I went ahead and took it off about 18 inches down.
Don't remove anything that has the bud on it.
Okay.
Because you're cutting off next year's flowers.
Okay.
I think maybe that might be because you're fertilizing them correctly.
Yeah.
And they've obviously been there for a while, so they should be acclimated. I would make sure that if you have a lot of leaves that have fallen around them, you rake those out, because they can cause a problem.
Yeah.
And clean up around the bed, and then maybe mulch them this winter with some fresh mulch, and then do not cut those buds off.
Okay. Well, another question I have is we got two hardy hibiscus, and we ordered them, and they came in. The stem was about like a toothpick. I had very little hope for them, but they have. We put them in pots instead of the ground because they were so small, and they have grown about 18 inches and have started branching out. They were just one stem,
mm-hmm.
but I've noticed in the last few weeks they've put on some branches and trying to bush out. Now, should we cut those to the ground because they're hardies? I got one big one.
I would not do that. On perennials like that, you don't want to cut them back the first season because they're just struggling to go.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, if they've bushed out a whole lot, that won't be a problem. And then prune them after the winter. Take out anything that's dead, and and then they'll do better. You know, there's that old saying, the first year they sleep, the second year they creep, and the third year they leap. On perennials, that's always the way.
Okay. Well, we bought one hardy hibiscus from Carl Wayne, and the lady there told me that you had to cut it back to the ground because the old stems would not produce.
I would leave it for this season just so it'll get established.
Yeah. Well, we have a neighbor that has a huge one. It is gorgeous. And he cuts it back to the, and I don't know how old it is.
Yeah.
He cuts it back to the ground every year.
Well, okay. Well, let me know how it goes.
Okay. Thanks, Vicki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you, ma'am.
Missed you when you were gone.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
25 after the hour of 10. Guardian of the Ozarks on Saturday morning. Back in a minute.
Voted Branson's favorite comedian four times, Homer Lee is celebrating his 38th year in the business with his latest hit, Classic Country's Patsy Cline Show.
She was a computer whiz kid. Oh, what was her name? .com.
Featuring talented singer C.J. Newsom.
Crazy.
And they'll be here live at the Bull Shoals Theater of the Arts August 12th. Get your tickets today by calling 870-445-2440. You'd be crazy to miss this show.
Allison here from KT's Smokehouse. We want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth 13-Year-Old World Series. In between games, come see us at KT's for the best barbecue around. We've got daily specials, family packs to feed everyone. You can dine in or carry out. If you've been craving world-class barbecue, take a break and head to KT's. We're located just west of Mountain Home on Highway 62 in Gasville. KT's wishes good luck to all the teams. KT's Barbecue and Catering. We're smoking.
Blood is a priceless commodity. There is no substitute for your blood, and no substitute for the life it can give someone in need. The simple gift of a blood donation must come from a blood donor, someone like you who is willing to take just a few minutes to donate.
Donate blood, Tuesday from 1 to 6 at St. Peter the Fisherman Catholic Church in Mountain Home.
This message is brought to you by The Cotton Company, Americom Construction, Hodges and Hodges Pawn and Firearms, ASC Warranty, and Minute Mechanic.
Start your own color party with colors like champagne and jubilee. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during the Love for Color sale, August 11th through the 14th. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Back to school is in season. Fall trends are bold. And this One Big Sale is better than gold. It's the Staging Goodies One Big Sale. And all you need is one Golden Star coupon to get 50% off almost everything store-wide. Get your coupon in today's deals or by downloading our app. This special One Big Sale goes all day, Friday through Sunday, August 11th to the 13th. So get your golden coupon today and get ready to stock up with big savings on back to school. Stage and Goodies. What will new bring out in you? Stage and Goodies. Offer exclusions apply.